The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you, as people rejoiced at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be the stain for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and holding and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby boy to be born. As she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Hello? Okay, I'm on. Okay. I need 2 volunteers, but for the challenge, I would prefer them to be adults, just in case the children choke. And then I would be blamed, but if adults choke, it's your own fault, decided to come up. So we'll make it interesting. I'm gonna choose one of the leaders from GB and one of the leaders from the Scouts, and we'll see who's better, okay? So since I'm not gonna choose a child, feel free to volunteer one of your leaders, and then I'll pick from who's volunteered the most. Okay? I'm getting Laura. Over here, I'm getting Ian. As the beavers seemed pretty keen. Okay? So now, to get everybody else involved, you're all on Team Laura, and you're all on Team Ian. I have not warned them, they don't know what the challenge is. But it's food, so how bad can it be? So I need you both to take, you're both like not allergic.
I'm allergic to custard.
Oh, got it. Okay. Can you take a donut? You're not actually allergic to custard.
No, I'm only joking.
Okay, just checking. Okay, so my challenge for you is to eat it as fast as you can. However, you can't lick your lips until you're finished.
So it's not the fastest?
It's the fastest, but you can't lick your lips, okay? So I need you this side to watch Ian to make sure he doesn't cheat, and this side, watch Laura and make sure she doesn't cheat. Everybody ready? Yeah? Okay. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Tough. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah. My life. Yes. Yes? No? At least they're on your team. They're like, yeah, he did. You done?
Yay.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Lauren! Next time.
I love you.
Thank you both very much. Give them a big round of applause. Good game. Waiting is really, really difficult. It was really hard for, I'm sure it was really hard for Ian and Laura not to lick their lips when they were doing their challenge, right? Really hard. And in the passage that Grace read for us in Isaiah was saying something really, really, really special, because he was saying that God was giving them a promise, that he was promising that he was going to send a Savior to save them. But it didn't happen straight away. The people had to wait, and they had to wait, and they had to wait for 400 years, which is a really, really, really long time. Can't even imagine 400 years. But they had to wait that long on the promise. And so for us, sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes we have to wait for things for a really long time, and sometimes we only have to wait for a short time. And sometimes it's God's promises that we're waiting for. In Isaiah, they were waiting for God's promise. They were waiting for the promise of a king. And the Christingle, I think, helps us to remember God's promises and how important they are. The Christingle reminds us of who Jesus is and reminds us that Jesus fulfilled the promise that the prophets were waiting for all this time ago. Don't worry, I'll get one in a second. That he answers the promise. So for us, as we're lighting the Christingle and as we're holding them, let them be a reminder of God's promises, that God always keeps the promises that he gives us. Like, at Christmas is the greatest example of the best promise that God ever gave us. The first promise that God gave us to send someone to come and save us. You're just taking yours early. We have to light them first. Trying. The very first promise that God made us was that he was going to send someone to come and save us, and that was Jesus. So as we're lighting the Christingle and as we're holding them, let them to remind you that if you're waiting for something, that you're waiting in really good company because you're waiting with God. And to remind you that as the Christingle is lit, that God keeps his promises no matter how long we have to wait for them. Let's pray. God, thank you for the Christingle, and thank you for what it helps us to remember. God, thank you that even though we have to wait sometimes, that you always answer your promises, and help us to remember that as we're lighting the Christingle and throughout the rest of the Christmas season. Amen.